Don't panic. We're going to get rid of that music soon. I hate it. I don't know why I even approved it. It was a long time ago I approved it. I must have been drunk. Except they don't drink. But I don't like it, so we're going to change it. All right, it's June 3rd, Wednesday, 2020. This is an amazingly busy program. I always say to people who watch the No Spin News, have a pen and paper around, because we're living in a time where everybody wants to talk about the race situation, COVID, and now we have a story about Rod Rosenstein, former Justice Department official, testifying in front of a Senate committee today. Rosenstein looked like a five-year-old. He looked weak. I think there's a good chance that he may be indicted in a Durham report. I wouldn't say it's 50-50, maybe 70-30 against indictment, but he's just awful, Rosenstein, awful. Basically, you know the story. There was no reason to investigate Donald Trump on Russia collusion. They faked it. They got warrants on false information, on and on and on. Again, I'm not going to cover it in great detail because it doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is the Durham report, which I believe will be out this summer. It has to really be out before the conventions, political conventions. That will tell the tale. Everything else is kind of bloviating and speculative. However, if you want to know about Rod Rosenstein, Hannity is the place to go. I did his radio show again today. We talked mostly about race. But Hannity had been right about this. And if you want the minute details about Rosenstein and all of this stuff, that is the program to watch on the Fox News channel. Now, for our purposes here, we're going to talk about the race situation in an overview and how it's going to play out in the presidential election. All right, that's the most important thing. Thank God, and I mean that literally, because I do pray for my country. I don't know whether you guys do that, but my country, next to my family and my beliefs, religious beliefs, is third. And it's a close third. So I want the best for every American. And I've always done that. I've always wanted that, the equal pursuit of happiness. So anyway, these crazy, violent protests are dying down. Not everywhere, but most places. However, the people who did the damage and the violence and the people who allowed them to do it must be held accountable. Will that happen? I'm not sure, but I'm going to lay it out so you know it. Now, the three officers that stood by and watched George Floyd be killed by another officer who's been charged with third-degree murder were charged today in Minneapolis for aiding and abetting that murder. So they'll all get convicted. There are extenuating circumstances. I understand that. I'm not going to try it. But I understand that other things will come out. However, the basic story is that this guy on a low-level beef died in the hands of police custody. And we all saw it. So those officers, you know, not going to be good for any of them.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, here's the overview. The death of George Floyd could have been a moment in American history where the entire country came together. Because 99% of us know that's wrong, and that can't happen in America, that the police cannot behave that way toward anyone. All right? When you're lying on the ground and your hands are handcuffed behind your back. So 99% of us could have come together and said, you know what? We really have to step up our efforts to train the police and to bring public awareness that even if the cops are under pressure, which they are, they can't do this. And we have to advance our society so that it becomes more rare. If you read the Wall Street Journal op-ed by Heather McDonald, you will see there is no epidemic of police hunting down blacks and killing them. It doesn't exist. It's never existed. All the stats are there. I've given you the stats on this program. All right? There are bad police officers, about 10% of the 800,000, but that's a lot. And they need to be contained or dismissed if you can prove it. Okay? So the overview is we could have come together, but we aren't. Now we're fractured again, divided again, because of the looting and the violence in the protests. If we're all nonviolent protests like Martin Luther King in Birmingham, we'd all be together. But Okay, so how did the looting and the violence get so out of control? It was justified and condoned by the media, generally speaking. So unlike the Vietnam protests, and I'm going to get into that tomorrow, where the media sympathized with the anti-war activists, they didn't justify the media, Cronkite and Brinkley and all these people. They didn't justify violence against innocent Americans. Now they have. And I'm going to name the names. All right? But first, I'm going to give you the most important stat you'll get in this whole thing. A Morning Consult poll. Democrat 39, Independent 28, Republican 33. So it's a liberal poll. Liberal poll. Asked the question, would you support or oppose cities calling in a National Guard? Support 71%. 71%. It's a liberal poll. Oppose 18. Don't know 11. So overwhelmingly, Americans don't want violence in the streets. Now, Donald Trump can tap into that. And I'm going to tell you how coming up. But the press, boy, they have enabled this stuff. Roll the tape.
Doesn't make it okay to riot, says the majority. But doesn't it depend why it's happening?
Property damage is nowhere near as important as physical loss of life. Protesters are right to be speaking out.
No one is condoning the violence. But again, I understand. I'm not going to judge people.
A riot in Boston Harbor started the fight that amounted to America. It was the minority manifesting a desperate plea to be heard and for change, just like now.
They don't know what to do with that emotion. So their response, especially young folks, is to lash out.
What goes through your mind when you hear that sentence? Riot is the language of the unheard.
People have tried peaceful protest.
Most of the major movements in American history have started at the grassroots level.
No, people should not be burning down businesses. There should not be destruction of property. But it's all in the message and it's all in how you convey it. People are looking for, as I have been saying, to be heard.
So justifying it all, CNN, the major culprit in that. NBC did it. CBS did it. ABC, I haven't seen much of that on ABC. But CNN far and away justifying the violent protests. These people support the violence.
Roll the spot and we'll be right back.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay, so tomorrow we're going to get into a few things. George Clooney, my nemesis, and I'm going to explain the background of that. wrote this unbelievable article, and I'm going to present that to you. I think you're going to find this very instructive. And then I will go over what happened after 9/11 between me and Mr. Clooney. We're also going to tell you about the white privilege controversy and why Caucasian Americans are confused. Black Americans aren't confused about white privilege. They know exactly what it is. But a lot of whites are confused. So we're going to get into that tomorrow. I will tell you that the word of the day is pawky, P-A-W-K-Y, pawky. Do not be pawky when writing to BillO'Reilly.com. It's Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Finally, Father's Day coming up, June 21st. Give Dad a lifetime premium membership to BillO'Reilly.com, and you get every single killing book, all eight of them, plus Killing Crazy Horse, coming out September 8th. 9 books. Now, you don't have to give them all to Dad. You can give them out to other people. You can keep them in your library. You can give Dad 1 or 2, because he's getting a lifetime premium membership. Granddad, too. All right? What a super gift. And I kept the price pretty low. If you look at it, what you get, and the Killing Books, 17 million copies of the Killing Books in print. The most successful nonfiction book series of all time. You'll never hear that anyway. I don't want to give that credit to me. But you'll love them. All of them are very informative. And Dad, you know, Dad's had a rough time this year. Everybody has. So make Dad feel good. Again, Father's Day, lifetime premium membership, BillO'Reilly.com. If you want to give Dad just a year, you get any book free. You only get 1 book, but give Dad a year, you get 1 book, it's less, and Granddad too. All right? Hey, really appreciate you guys watching. I'm glad some of you have found us. Let me know, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, what you think, and we'll be back with another provocative program tomorrow.